There was just a guy, and I don't remember where it was now, but it was a couple months ago.
San Diego.
He got hungry and went into an interesting place to get some food or heat up his food. He already had the food, I guess.
Well, police in San Diego responding to a break-in at a Wells Fargo bank, and surveillance showed a man in the break room using the microwave.
You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. All that for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket. Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. That man was arrested. No word on if he actually had the Hot Pocket or not.
Could you imagine? Aww. You go to jail for heating up a Hot Pocket. You broke into a bank to heat up your Hot Pocket. But you know his mouth is scarred because he probably heated up too much. So he burned himself.
It only takes 2 minutes to cook a Hot Pocket, or 3.5 if you're doing both. So,
yeah,
you know, he had to have a time crunch.
Well, yeah, but even if you do the 2 minute, let's say you're just heating one up, you're still going to incinerate your mouth.
Right. Yeah.
So now he's going to jail. The next day he's going to wake up. Oh man, I'm in jail and I have a burnt mouth. Like, that sucks.
Well, Hot Pocket should bail him out because of the press.
Yeah, it's great PR.
That is very true.
Hot Pocket and Jim Gaffigan should split the cost.
But the thing is, like, you can easily go to like the 7-Eleven or any convenience store and they have microwaves you could use.
They have free microphones. Yeah.
Right. Microphones?
Microphones. Microwaves. I don't know if they were going to let him into a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, but they do all the time. Homeless people in our studio they go into that
everywhere
QT.
Except for Starbucks. Starbucks loves their homeless people.
I wonder what that microwave in the bank looked like. It couldn't have been clean.
No, not at all. Let's say I'm homeless. I got a Hot Pocket somebody gave me. First off, where do you get the Hot Pocket? Does somebody just give him that instead of money? Or did he go and buy it somewhere? Did he go in the store and buy a Hot Pocket?
Probably stole it.
So he steals a Hot Pocket from somewhere. He goes, and then he's like, I got to heat this up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I would never think to go into a bank to use the break room for a microwave.
To break into a bank.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of other places I would break into to use the microwave. A bank would not be one of them.
Right.
Or maybe I'm a homeless guy that makes friends with a restaurant because I'm always out kind of digging through the dumpster.
Right.
And maybe the restaurant's like, hey, here's some food, whatever, from time to time. And I can say, hey, man, I got this Hot Pocket. I have no way to heat it up. Could you go into your restaurant and heat this up for me, and I'll wait out here in the alley. Sure.
They probably can do it.
I'd be a very nice homeless guy.
Yeah, but that would be a code enforcement issue.
You would be a terrible homeless guy then.
That'd be very nice. Yeah. Oh, no, don't worry. No, thank you. Sorry to bother you guys. I probably wouldn't even ask for money because I'd be so...
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why you'd be terrible homeless.
I don't want to offend them. I don't want to bother. They look like they have a nice day.
Like, the homeless population around Deep Ellum figured it out. Like, you have to have a bit if you want to get money. Like, do some magic tricks, sing a song.
Yeah, tell a joke.
Yeah.
You got to stand out from the crowd. It's just like anything else. You want to be an actor in Hollywood, you got to stand out from the crowd. You got to have something different to offer. So, same thing with the homeless industry. If you want to stand up, you got to stand up from the crowd.
I don't know if it's necessarily an industry.
I think I would be a very successful homeless guy.
I don't believe that.
I don't know how. I don't know what I would do, but I'd figure something out.
Well, I mean, like, how would you
define success
of I would have a homeless
not
person?
Being homeless I would have anymore.
Would your box have a second story?
Oh yeah. I'd be the envy of all homeless
guys. There's some nice stuff downtown right now. There's like tents with like a big tarp over it.
Satellite dishes.
Yeah, like
okay.
It's wild right now, man.
I would also have a GoFundMe. I would have credit card options. I would have the whole thing. Like, and that's one thing I don't understand why homeless people don't have. They have cell phones. Why can't they get the little square thing?
You think anyone giving them money would trust them with that?
Well, it's all secure. It goes through Square. Mm-hmm. So you just swipe, go through, you put in the amount, you sign the receipt, go. Thank you, sir. I would even set up a nonprofit for myself or whatever, or a homeless organization. So that way it's tax deductible for the person donating money. There you go.
Michael Zavala's foundation for the Michael Zavala homeless man.
Yeah. And I would split it with other homeless people. Once I got what I needed, I took mine and I would give it back.
For yourself. You should just keep it for yourself.
Yeah. I guess I would be allowed to at that point.
You'd have to.
Like, not only is he the foundation, but he's the man.
I would turn in all my money to my CPA at the end of the day.
Okay.
Wow. Here's all the
which
receipts.
Is also you.
I know.
Yeah, you're going to be great at being homeless.
Yeah. Have a nice little,
you know, all the
box
all the
and everything.
And tricks of
it's a good,
you know, actually, when I was younger, I honestly thought how cool it would be to try to be homeless for a month to see how well I would do. Oh, I couldn't do it now. I went outside one time during this pandemic and I got a tick bite. Yeah. I mean, this is when I was younger and more energetic.
Like a month in a tent.
Spry.
And like your body would be covered in wasp stings, one, because they would all come find you and take their revenge. And then all kinds of ticks.
Fleas, ticks. I'd probably be really skinny though. And people would be like, oh man, look at this guy.
Yeah, his last leg.
This crackhead.
He looks great. Coming in, I'd probably also try. I would probably invest in some sort of deodorant.
Okay.
Or the one thing I also have learned from this pandemic we're in now is that I don't need to take showers every single day.
Oh God.
And still smell okay when I go. You know, if I have to go out. So.
To yourself, you smell okay. Did you ask anyone else around you though?
Well, if you're too close, you're gonna smell me, and that means you need to back up and get to the 6 feet line.
Yeah, all yeah, right. six feet.
Yeah,
it's a security system.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I might, who knows? I might lose everything during this pandemic and I have to be homeless, and I think I'll be very successful at it.
Okay.